You know, if you remember the disciples, when they were on the road to Emmaus, they met Jesus along the way and they spoke to him. And when Jesus departed, they said this: did not our hearts burn within us while he talked with us by the way and while he opened to us the scriptures? Amen. You know, Christian heartburn, amen?
Amen.
Hey, you know, sometimes, you know, this is the good kind of heartburn.
Amen.
Where, you know, you're getting a little apathetic towards the things of God. Church bores you. Soul winning bores you. Reading your Bible bores you because you're just kind of doing it out of duty. But you know what? At that point, you need to meditate on God's word. You need to read God's word because it is that which will revive you. Amen. Hey, you don't need a revival conference. Okay? This Independent Fundamental Baptist revival conference, you know what I mean, that is basically biting from the Pentecostals and the charismatic crowd. Right?
Yeah.
And look, folks, I'm not against conferences. I just preached that one. And you know what? I didn't get revived. You know why? Because I was already revived.
Amen.
Before I went there. I got edified, though. I was edified. I learned. You know, I had great fellowship. It was awesome. You know, just to rip on people and things and cultures. It was great to hear sermons on transvestites. You know, just very refreshing things to hear. You know, every once in a while, you just need a sermon on transvestites. But here's the thing is, like, it's funny, these churches out there, these old IFB churches, they host these revival conferences all the time, yeah. Yet they're as dead as last year's Christmas tree.
Right, yeah. Come on.
They're dead. They bring in these old codgers who come, yeah, who are not revived themselves. I mean, they look like they're on life support. They preach like they're on life support.
Yeah.
Their conversation as though it's on life support. Who are they reviving? Nobody. You know, and what they want is this soul stirring, you know, want the Spirit of God to fall upon us, brother, and have revival. We need revival. Hey, we got revival in our church.
Amen.
Every time after church, we talk about the Word of God, we get fired up.
Amen.
We go soul winning. We preach the Word of God. We take a stand for truth.
Right.
We get excited about the things of God. We have young people in our church who are fired up about the Bible.
Amen.
I mean, that looks like revival to me.
Yeah.
But where does it come from? It comes from biblical preaching, folks.
Right.
Preaching that's unfiltered, preaching that's in your face, preaching that is hard, preaching that is content filled with the Bible. Oh, you can't go down too deep into the Bible, brother. You know, you're going to bore people like that. No, you're boring.